Practice Test 4, Version B. Warm-up questions. Number 1. What is the weather like today? Number 2. Do you have brothers and sisters? Number 3. What is your field of study? I am a friend from college who will be visiting you in your new house this weekend. Below is the map of the house. Please take 30 seconds to study the map. Number 1. When I arrive, I want to explore your property. Please tell me how to get from the front yard to the backyard. Number 2. You have many videos and DVDs in your collection. Recommend a movie for me to watch. Number 3. This house features a front and a backyard, 2.5 baths, and 3 bedrooms. What is a typical home in your country? Number 4. In the United States, most children leave home when they are 18 years old, often before they are married. In other countries, children live at home with their parents until the child is married or goes to college. What are the advantages and disadvantages of both practices? Below are six pictures that tell a story. Please study the pictures for 1 minute. Number 5. Please tell the story that the pictures show. Number 6. Imagine that you are one of the people in the story. The pet shop does not smell very clean. Complain to the manager about the smell of the pet shop. Number 7. Many parents do not want their children to have pets. Others claim that pet ownership teaches children responsibility. What are the pros and cons of children having pets? Now I would like to hear your opinion on a variety of issues. Please answer each question as thoroughly as possible. You may take a few seconds at the beginning of each question to organize your thoughts. Number 8. My daughter is considering a career in your field. What is the status of women as professionals in your field of study? Number 9. The U.S. justice system incarcerates criminals in prisons, but also tries to rehabilitate criminals by providing work and education. What is your opinion about the rehabilitation of criminals? Number 10. What do you think will be the most important contribution to society that you will make in your lifetime? Number 11. Below is a graph. Although I can see the graph, I need you to tell me about the information presented in it. Number 12. You are committee chair of faculty in your department. At the last faculty meeting, you handed out a schedule of events for the new student welcome picnic. Since that time, there have been some changes made to the schedule. You need to review the schedule as well as note the changes that have been made. Do not just read the announcement, but present the information as though you were speaking to an audience. You will have 60 seconds to study the announcement. Do not begin speaking until you are told to do so. Begin speaking now. Stop. This is the end of practice test 4, version B.